Hi, this is Stephanie. Welcome to your South journey. Today we're going to journey as the serpent. Journeying in the South is the place where we let go of that which no longer serves us. We let go of the stories that we've been telling about our life. We are thinking and being in this very literal and factual place where we no longer resonate with certain things, relationship, stories, paradigms, limiting beliefs, things about our environment, relationships to certain people, relationship to work, relationship to our body or ourself or food or fun. We're changing. You're evolving. And as we journey through the South, we have an opportunity to see those things from the past that are creating momentum in our life that still are in our energy, whether we think we left them behind or not. Those things that are still feeding us and are part of our subconscious programming. So today we're going to take a look at that as we journey with our momentum tunnel. I invite you to take a comfortable seat, either seated with your legs crossed or leaning against a wall or sitting upright or laying down, whatever is good for you. Just find a comfortable place, a place where you can relax away from a computer, turn your phone off, give yourself this 20 minutes to just be with yourself and have this experience, this very deep and powerful experience. As we journey through the medicine wheel, the South is that place where we begin, and we always come back to this place of beginning. Even after we've gone through and become a master, we still come back to the beginning with the beginner's mind, the beginner's spirit. And in this place of the serpent, who might grow new skin and then shed that skin again, we come back to the garden and we come back to the new place of rebirth. Once we shed our old skin, we can rebirth new things that we might not even know we can birth from this place when we're carrying the heavy weight of our old skin. What needs to die can die here, so what needs to be birthed can be birthed. In the South, we tune into ourselves. We tune up our intuition. We tune up our powers of psychic knowing. We tune up our ability to communicate with our own energetic body, to attune our own energetic body. So as we journey in the South, we're going to be working with our chakras. We're going to be working with all of those other pieces in the energy universe that we don't always bring our attention to in order to see what we need to see in our physical world, in the literal world. So take that comfortable seat and take a deep breath in through your nose and exhale out of your mouth. And do this about 3 times. Deep breath in through your nose and exhale out of your mouth. And again, inhale through your nose and exhale out of your mouth. And feel your body sinking deeper and deeper, feeling heavier and heavier, feeling connected to the floor, the chair, whatever you're sitting on. And again, as you breathe in and exhale, let go of any chatter or resistance in your mind. And feel your body connected deep through the ground to the center of the earth so you feel grounded. Just bring your mind's eye, your attention to your pelvic area and feel connected all the way to the center of the earth. Maybe you can see or feel an energetic cord going from your waist all the way down, or your pelvic, all the way down through the earth, through the bedrock, to the center of the earth where there's a luminous crystal. You're tied off to that luminous crystal, feeling grounded and secure. So as we journey up through the universe into the galaxy, you're still rooted to the center of the earth and grounded. And take a deep breath in as you ground even deeper. And bring your attention to your energy body and your chakras, those energy points in your body that connect you to the energy in the universe, the cosmic energy. There is light and cosmic energy all around you, constantly revitalizing your cells. When you bring your awareness to this energy, you can accelerate and illuminate that process even more. So bring your attention to your chakras, your pelvic chakra, your sacral chakra, your solar plexus, So we're going up from the bottom all the way up to your heart chakra, to your throat chakra, to your third eye, your seventh chakra above your head, and to your eighth chakra. And feel wherever your source is, feel a white light coming from that source, feeding you. Maybe it's coming through the top of your head and going all the way down through your body, all the way down to your feet. So your entire body is filled with this energetic light, radiance. And allow yourself to just bathe in that for a moment. And in this place, you realize how easy it is to refill yourself, to ground yourself, to recalibrate and attune yourself, your energetic body. We live in a world of self-validating universe. We live in a world of self-fulfilling prophecies where what we believe we can manifest. And so just tuning in and bringing your attention to this energy, you can shift what you're experiencing. And as we do the work in the literal here in the South and let go of the stories and the literal stuff that no longer serves us, we can balance this energy with our luminous energy field. We can always go back to spirit to refill ourselves. We can always remember that we're grounded to the center of the earth. And so as we journey now, we're going to step out of gravity. You feel your body anchored to the center of the earth, right? You're tied off and you're usually being held down by gravity. So today we're going to step outside of that place of gravity. And as you levitate and float up, find yourself sitting on a beautiful rock, like a beautiful boulder, and it's overlooking a gorgeous chasm, like a valley out in a desert. And it's just this beautiful, beautiful vista. And find yourself sitting there on this boulder. And just pausing and being with this beauty. And from this place, you see an invitation, almost like a hand reaching down for you. Reach up and grab the hand. And allow this hand to bring you where it wants to bring you. And as you go up, 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 outside of time, outside of the galaxy that we are in, and up through the sky, you feel yourself floating out in space, where you see stars and planets and lights in the darkness. You feel fluid and you feel light. And you see the light of your time. You see the light of your time in this place. It feels unknowable. It feels like the unknown unknown. And all of a sudden, here you are. And you're observing this galaxy, this place you're in the sky. And you see a tunnel of light shooting across the sky. And that's your tunnel of light, your momentum tunnel shooting across the sky, like a comet at full speed. And the tail, you can see that tail, the energy it leaves as it goes. And you're not far from this image. You're floating there in space and you see it at full speed. And you don't have to name it or judge it. Just be there and sense that this light is like a tube or a tunnel of energy. Just take a deep breath and feel your weightlessness. Just bring your attention back to yourself in this picture, in this image. Take a deep breath and begin to sense in that heavy tube of energy that is there in front of you. It's your life. You start to feel and see that this is your life, and you recall places and things and people and situations. You begin to see this tunnel. It's like a fixed tube in space, and it's dense, and it's getting more and more dense as you fill it in with your life, the stories, the people, experiences from the time you were born all the way until now. And as you observe the colors, you notice memories and people and relationships, energies, situations, money, fear, health, fun, laughing, love, trauma, accidents, arguments, patterns, habits, addictions. We see all of these events and things like hooks on this tunnel. each with their own space claimed, staked out, hooked in. It's like pulling it out would be like pulling out a pernicious weed that would just keep growing back, whose roots are so deep. What are the stories you tell over and over, and the patterns, the beliefs, and who colludes with you, with your story, making it true? What are the coordinates of your tunnel, the way it is now? In other words, if your tunnel is going straight, where is it heading? Where is it heading? And what is that thing that you've always wanted? Maybe it's a feeling. Maybe it's an accomplishment or something that you've really wanted so bad, so much. You've wanted to create and grow and change all these patterns. But what is it that you've really, really desired so much in your life that you might not have yet achieved, or it feels like you haven't, even if you have? What is it that you really long for? Is it peace or freedom, love, abundance, prosperity, security, acknowledgement? Maybe it's actually something literal, like a thing. Well, you're an observer, and as you see this tube, and all around the tube you see like yarn, like steel cord, and it's really, really dense, and it's wrapped around this cord, it's wrapped around this tunnel, beliefs, past stuff, past lives, other people's stuff, other people's dreams, affinities, stories, shoulds, identity, past relationship patterns, money patterns, and you see these cords spun around and around, suffocating the flow and halting any possible change, any possible shift in movement of this tunnel. And what would it take to unwind this cord, these things that feel like it's suffocating the tunnel, so there's no way to wiggle or move out? What would it take to unwind this cord? And what will it take to dissolve the affinities? The affinities are those things that even if you let go of something, the pattern is there either in your subconscious mind, your conscious mind, your physical body, or even just your energy field where you're not even aware that there's these affinities. They're like magnets, and they call back the experience or the thing or the trauma or the feeling over and over and over, the patterns. So if you can see what would it take to unwind this cord and dissolve these affinities, what might that be if you could actually see it now? Something that can come in and unwind the cord and dissolve the affinities, those magnetic pieces or parts of stories that continue to repeat the patterns over and over. Can you visualize it dissolving or doing its work to unwind the cords? Can you see? Can you intentionally create that happening right now? Do you believe you can? What if you can just do that right now with your mind's eye, with your thought, with your imagination, with your visualization? Do you see those possibilities? As you unwind and dissolve those limiting, suffocating old stories and old parts and relationships and stories and things, and as it dissolves and dissolves and it dissolves, all of a sudden there's a small percent that chance that you can actually move the momentum tunnel so that your coordinates can change and you can aim it somewhere else. You can aim it somewhere new, somewhere you destine yourself, somewhere you desire right now. What are your dreams? What is something you really, really, truly desire? So imagine that momentum tunnel, the way it was going before. It's probable that it would go and end up in the same place that it's aiming at. And there's a 2% chance that we can actually shift this over if we could dissolve and unwind those cords and affinities. And that 2% chance is now. And you're going to move that momentum tunnel and aim it at choosing your destiny instead. What is your destiny you're choosing? What is the destiny you're choosing? as you see this tunnel and as you see all of the shifting happening and big, big tectonic shifting that's happening, you can honor this process, honor and thank, give thanks to everyone and everything that happened for you in the past. Every affinity, every cord around this tunnel, give thanks as you let go, give thanks. You're feeling this desire right now to get back to the garden, back to earth, back to the place that you love, back to nature. And as these affinities are dissolving and dissolving, and the magnets are just falling off into space, you can still sit there out in space being the observer as you need to see what needs to be seen and allow this process to happen in front of you the way you see it, however you see it. Continue to let go. Continue to free up the energy and move your momentum and aim it at your destiny, the destiny you're choosing. You're letting go of the tunnel of probabilities and choosing the tunnel of possibility. You're choosing the tunnel of your destiny. You're lightening the magnetic load. What do you need to heal and let go of even more? What do you need to let go of even more? And what resistance might be present? What resistance might be present around letting go of even those other things that you might not have let go of just yet? What else wants to be let go of and shed? The shedding the skin of the momentum tunnel, you might even see this tunnel turning into a serpent. Now, as this tunnel turns into the serpent, see that skin shedding off as that serpent is coming back and navigating back down through the sky, down through the galaxies, back into the atmosphere, back all the way back to that boulder where you took off, and the skin has all been shed and left behind to dissolve into the galaxy. And here you sit back in your body like the serpent in the new skin after shedding the old skin, feeling new and vulnerable, beautiful and radiant and innocent and clean and clear. Your chakras are shining bright. Your body is filled with light. You've just done a lot of clearing. As that skin was shed, you moved your whole momentum tunnel. You've chosen your destiny. And just take a deep breath in through your nose. And exhale out of your mouth. And take a deep breath in again through your nose. And exhale out of your mouth. Come back from that boulder into your chair, into your seat, and wiggle your toes and your fingers. Bring your attention back to your pelvis and continue to feel rooted through the center of the earth and tied off to the crystal, luminous crystal, continuing to feed you energy from this earth always. When you feel ready, you may open your eyes. You may jot down anything you feel like you need to write down. Just document this experience. And just place your hand on your heart and acknowledge the work that can be done in such a short time. And it truly can transform lifetimes. Lifetimes of that heavy energy. And it could be transformed very quickly. So give yourself permission to journey and travel quickly through the shedding process. Remembering to honor and thank and learn and be curious to learn and ask, what did I need to learn here? How does this serve me? Why did I create this experience for myself? And thank you so much for being willing to journey through the South. And I'll see you again in the West.